now I'm going to sit back and I'm going to have some fun, because the man himself, the CEO of Chai FM, has joined me in the studio this afternoon, none other than Howard Feldman. Howard, who would have thought I'd have you on the other side of a microphone?
I know. You know what? I was about to, as Craig brought us back, I was about to talk and I realized, oh my
and
God.
It's actually not
your show. It's actually not my show. I have to behave. Well, I don't have to behave, but I do need to make sure that
it's odd, isn't
it's
it?
It's your show, pal.
Very,
so
very
I can actually
odd.
Sit back and,
you can
and
indeed.
Be guided by you.
You can indeed. So there is so much to talk about today. Yes, let's just start bottom line. I announced a very short while ago that we had 913,000 Rand as at, 5.11. How are you feeling about that number? Are you happy about that number? Is
well,
it what you expected?
I can
you
give
wanted?
You an update if you'd like that. What did you say the figure was?
It was 913,000 Rand.
Well, then we're going to let's get a drum roll, shall we?
It is great. I didn't know I had a drum roll.
At 11 minutes past the hour of 5, our figure stands at 931,000 Rand, 386.18. And that person, and I think it was Anton L. this morning, that gave a donation that had 18 cents in it. It has tripped me up the entire day, this 18
because
cents.
Because it sat there the entire day the entire for the last day. 11 hours.
I'm actually going to ask what the next person, whatever they give, to give, what's 100 minus 18?
That's 18 cents.
78, oh yeah. Whatever it is, just do a 0.78. I beg you. I beg you. But, yeah, so that is, so it's incredible.
So for the umpteenth time today, I mean, I was showing you, I was witnessing, I actually got goosebumps on my arm as you were reading out that number, because it's such a ringing endorsement of the station and what it means in people's lives, the fact that people have dug deep in what we know are trying times and have got us to, well, hopefully will get us to that target of a million.
That would be absolutely incredible. We're not that far. We have 48 minutes left to reach that number, and it would be absolutely amazing if we could do that. I'm actually just looking at the list, and with I'm just can I just read out some names?
No, please do. That's why
because I just see I'm looking at Kerry Gernon, Daryl Joss, Karen Abramson, Mervyn Amler, Craig Pantanovitz, Steve Sidney, Aaron Velkin, Evan Posner, Roy Whittleson, Natanel Arzizolahoff, Lillian Picker, Yvette Chen, Michael Shane, Harley Simon, Menachem K, Yvette Chen, Brian Sarkin, Michael Shane, Rail Khan, Lauren Sarakinski, Robert Levine, Gillian Levine, Herschel Jarwitz, Jaime Baer, Nira Hirschman, Barry Amler, Brian Greenblatt, Hilary Ringo, Wendy Kahn, Lieber Baumgarten, Errol B. I mean, it just is Howard Saxton, Tiki Klawanski, Carol Z, Diane Levy, Leon Struck, Stacey Lazar, Karp Family, the Jewish Women's Benevolence Society, Alan Kaplan, Mark Levine, Marilyn Chaimovitz, R. Kaplan, Vaughn Hutton, Ron and Shoshana Shapiro, Evelyn Hartman, Lucky Motsumi, David Chazdan, Marilyn Medali, The List, Judy and Martin Moritz, Dov Konek, Tracy Sachs, I mean, Stephen Isaacson. The list is, I love this list because it is just a list of our partners.
I was thinking that as you were reading them, I was thinking how many of those names I actually know. And to what extent this really is a community station in absolutely every possible meaning of the word. And I suppose that's the only way to explain, as I said, that people have dug so deep and are giving so generously today. And we appreciate each and every cent. But let's talk tachlis. Huh?
Yes, we've let's do that. Darn it.
We can, yes, darn it. Let's... What are you going to do with the funds? How are you going to allocate them? Why do we need them?
So I'm going to Mauritius.
Okay, one of those.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Okay, a tender holiday. Right.
Exactly. Now, so the The most important aspect and usage of the funds is to make sure that from a technology point of view, we are more robust. We need more better computers. We need to upgrade some of our systems. We need to make sure that there are certain fixes to our transmission. So from a technology point of view, and a very important and very much a priority is to make sure that our systems are significantly more robust. We also obviously going to be looking at making sure that and expanding our offering in terms of what is available to our listeners, because it is in fact all about them. So looking at new shows, looking at a way to just bring people different types of conversations, discussions, and information.
A little voice at the back of my head said we need to make the million rand target, because I guess if we don't, Howard just might give me the 8 to 12 o'clock slot in the evening, and I'm not so keen on that. Very happy at 3 to 6 on the home run, so let's hit that million, that's for sure. Howard, a devil's advocate question here. I don't believe it for 1 minute, but I'm just going to ask it anyway. Are we not a luxury that a small and shrinking community can't afford?
So I think I think it's very relevant, because one of the questions and one of the things I keep looking at is should people be giving money to a community radio station when there's really there's always a real need. And whereas, of course, I'm never saying to you, you know, those kids can manage without one meal, or the old people, because I think that would be rude, right? I would never okay. say that. But the reality is that if there is something that I have known and I have learned and seen, is the impact of having a community voice, of having and I believe that Chai FM acts very much as the center of our community. Community in many, many ways, where we are able to showcase other community organizations. We're able to bring the stories. We're able to celebrate our success. We're able to talk about security issues if we need to. Talk about the real stories and talk about truth. I think that one of the biggest challenges that we've had since October 7th is, as Jews, we've been narrowed very, very much into we're Zionists, or we are, or whatever that might mean. But actually, there's so much more to us. There are so many more facets to us in terms of science, technology, art, charity, every business. There's so many aspects to being part of our community that if we don't showcase them, we're allowing the others, our haters, to win. And they have largely succeeded in narrowing us down to being simply Zionists. And what Chai FM does is it has the conversations beyond that. We talk about religion, we talk about our history, we talk about science, innovation, business, our contribution to society. We argue with each other. We argue with the hell out of each other. And in fact, one of the conversations I had this morning was with the South African, the Board of Deputies in Cape Town. And we were very clear. We often vehemently disagree with each other. And I do take them on. And I do hold organizations, and we have these conversations and hold each other to account as we want to be held to account in the same way. But that's who we are. What we aren't is a very, very narrow band of Zionist or not Zionist. And what Chai FM does is it gives voice to our heritage, our history, our wisdom, and to each other.
Howard, I think you put your finger on it. Look, it's just you and me sitting together here in this room. Very different sides of the scale we sit on. In terms of religiosity, you with a kippah on your head, me don't even own one.
What do you mean?
Do we need to get
donations for a kippah for you, Simon?
I get them in bar mitzvahs. I am the least jewel-going person on the planet. But my goodness me, is my heart and my soul Jewish, and do I identify culturally with every fiber of my being with being Jewish. And I think there is a space for all of us in this incredible, incredible vehicle called Chai FM. I think we tell stories that talk to all of us. I'll put my hand up and I'll admit I do tend to turn the rabbis off now and again. I'm sorry for that. There'll be a mea culpa at some point. But even that was a really bad reference, a mea culpa. It's 20 past five. That was bad. So I take it back. I take that back. 20 past five is a time check. Just a reminder to you, this is our Fuel Hour fundraiser this afternoon. We're looking to raise R1 million. We're not all that far off from the target. The pledge line and the WhatsApp line this afternoon is 061-895-1019. You can also donate at www.chaifm.com. Just follow the link.
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
My name is Simon Enstey, and joined with me this afternoon in studio, joining me is Howard Feldman, the CEO of Chai FM. Reminder that we are in the last half hour of our Fuel Our Frequency fundraising event this afternoon. And looks like we are doing pretty well, not too far off our R1 million target. And wouldn't that be amazing if the home run could take it over the line? That would give me immense joy. Let's try and do that. The pledge line or the WhatsApp line this afternoon is 061-895-1019. I want to go to the SMS line and get to some of your comments this afternoon. Gail E. says, okay, I'm getting seriously cheesed off with the Gentile listeners being forgotten and not included in your community. There are lots of us. That's from Gail E. And that is something that I need to discuss with Howard. Howard, have we ignored our Gentile listeners this afternoon? And I think we're both very aware that there are.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that in terms of, certainly on my show, The I would say to you that more than half of my listeners, more than half of the Morning Show listeners aren't Jewish. And in fact, that's why a while back we introduced this thing that said hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. And that was the reason, Gail, that we did that, is because, and I'll tell you that very often the messages, the WhatsApps would start with I'm a non-Jewish listener and ... And I never really understood that, because to me, Chai community is Chai community. Whether you're Jewish, whether you're not Jewish, it doesn't make any difference. And perhaps the feeling has been that our non-Jewish listeners aren't appreciated. I think that couldn't be further from the truth. For me, when I speak about Chai community, and in fact, well, maybe help us out. How do we refer to, I've never known. Like, people talk about, they go into, let's say, Twitter, and they say, fans. They say, Habibis. I don't know. No, but like, what? I'm serious. I've never known what to refer. So, in fact, the Morning Show starts with, hello, my neighbors. And I kind of like my neighbors.
That's nice. Yeah.
But then I don't want people to think, if you're listening in Cape Town, you're not my neighbor, because...
So
I tell you, so Etienne, Gail, tell me what will help you to feel and to understand how important you are as part of our Chai community. When I think of our Chai community, I think of everybody, including Etienne and Gail and everybody else, and on Michiel and so many of our listeners who are and aren't Jewish. So yeah, I would absolutely welcome a way to do it differently. Or maybe do it a bit better, because of course we can do better. That's what I said. Hold us to account. That is your job. Unsigned says, any Boxburg donations yet? Jamie and his family would like to donate 1,000. Thank you, Jamie and family. Hashtag, you don't have to be Jewish. So, yeah, I mean, we can bring that back. But
there's something quite inclusive and quite lovely about it. You know, we could have a whole discussion on the word Gentile and what the meaning of the word Gentile, and But I think, you know, I'm with you on this. When I talk about the Chai community, I certainly talk about everybody who listens to Chai, whoever they may be. And if I start thinking about it, it's kind of easy for Jews to listen to Chai. I think it's almost, I don't want to say I respect it more because that's not the case. I just think it takes more effort if you're not Jewish to listen to Chai. Mm. And I'm not sure if that's coming out the way I intended, but I hope you know what I'm trying to get across this afternoon. Rene is giving me hell here this afternoon. How much is you don't own a kippah? Get them to throw one in the mix, you poor soul. That's from Rene. Rene, it's not that I don't own one. I just haven't bought one. I have the biggest selection of kippot from weddings and bar mitzvahs that you can imagine. Just not necessarily the ones that I would have wanted. That's all.
So I see that we are roughly about 60,000 rand away from our million rand. And I think a million would be very, very nice just because it's neat. And I'm not good with numbers. I'm not good with
like
numbers.
A big round number.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, so all we need in truth is, I don't know, 30 people to donate 2,000 each.
Yeah, or one to donate 60.
Well, there's that.
It doesn't really
there
make a difference.
That.
I'm just thinking how traumatized you were by that 18 cent donation.
It no, that really 18 did. Cent just threw me right over the edge.
It made you say, I need a million because it's just so much easier
I
than
can't.
Deal with 18 cents.
I'm not
cents.
Good with numbers. I'm just really, really not good with numbers. We can have 12 people donating 5 each. I don't know. Come on, guys. Help us out here. 061-895-1019. And thank you, S. Levy, 540 Rand. Please call me back. I am going to, and 1,000 as well here from a Boxburg crew. Thank you for that.
Man.
And Marion says, how about Chaverim? Now, Chaverim is not bad either, hey? What do you accept? Will our non-Jewish listeners be comfortable with Chaverim?
I think that could work, actually, because Chaverim, what is that going to translate as? Friends? I reckon that's as neutral as you can get, and yet, inclusive, lovely word. Maybe that is something. But I must tell you, there's something about the hashtag you don't have to be Jewish that just kind of resonates with me. Why did we get rid of that?
I'll tell you why we didn't. Because people, so I got complaints that people said, hashtag you don't have to be Jewish means you don't have to be Jewish. What do you mean you don't have to be Jewish?
Oh my goodness me,
my
really?
My kids have to be Jewish, my kids are Jewish. Ugh. So maybe what we, and obviously what it implies
that was so
is,
not the intention.
Exactly, you don't have to be Jewish to listen to Chai FM.
Oh my goodness
me. But I don't know, when we're starting with T's and C's, then it really does become...
Yeah, that takes it to a whole other level. That's overthinking the issue just a little bit.
So that was a bit of a concern for some people. But yeah, that's it's not, you know, if people think it's simple sitting behind a mic, some days it really might not be. But I think maybe now people will, you know, get to understand a little bit more.
Howard, I have a question for you. A question about how we balance being a local community Jewish radio station with a station that I think aims for a global reach. How, when you looking at your program for the morning, do you balance those two interests?
So, I just talk about what I'm interested in. To be honest, is that terrible? Is that,
that is such a letdown.
No, but the truth is this. Goodness. No. There's more to it. It sounds idiotic what I've just said, but it really isn't, and I'll tell you why. Is because in many ways... No, stop it, Simon. Like, you've got to be serious here. You asked me a serious question.
I did.
Because I sounded obtuse doesn't mean I am. Why I say that is because I feel I represent our listeners. So if I'm interested in a subject... I think our listeners will be interested in that subject. I might be wrong, and there are many occasions, many a time, where we will get I'll get a message saying, can you stop talking about this rubbish? And of course, not everybody's always going to agree with every conversation that we have. But the reality is, if I find a subject interesting, I think that our listeners will find it interesting as well. I am so passionate about what would appeal to our listener, what they want to talk about, what they'll find interesting. And and I know you are. You know, how often you and I have debated subjects and whether we should talk about something or not talk about something.
Do you bring yourself into a studio? Or do you bring a Chai FM Howard into
no,
studio?
No, I bring myself into studio. I don't bring my stresses into studio. So I leave my Howard Feldman stresses at that door. And that's been brilliant training for me. Because if I bring my stresses, because everybody's got stresses, and that's not fair on our listeners. So I leave my stresses at the door. My personal worries stay outside the studio. I actually almost picture them outside the door with the door closed. They can't get in. But I absolutely bring myself. That's why I love doing this, because I can sit and just be me.
It's my on-air
for three hours.
Absolutely. It's my non-medical antidepressant. It's the
100%.
Most incredible. Come in here, you flick a button, and you just become the best version of yourself, because you have to be.
Exactly. That is
And it's
exactly
a tough one, because
right.
I've, you know, I was often told, you know, it's not about you. You're irrelevant. It's about the listener. And yet, you need to be authentic. You need to be yourself, because my goodness me, if you try and pull a fast one, you're going to be caught out, and there goes your credibility. It's just you can't be anything different. So talk to me a little bit about those initiatives that you sort of alluded to. New programming, you spoke about new technology. What else is on the cards that's exciting for you?
So I'll tell you what's exciting for me is, well, besides not having people saying, I can't hear Chai, and it dropped and it thing.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to have a much more, as I said, robust technology that underscores what we're doing. I'm also very, very excited about some of the new lineup that we will be enjoying, and that includes a weekly book show, which I'm tremendously excited about. It includes a show called Colouring Out the Lines, which is really about raising children today that have learning disabilities, and it's going to be run by somebody that has immense, immense experience in this field, and talking about alternative ways of that. There's a show with three women, all of whom are tremendous experts in various fields, and they're going to have a cup of coffee together every week, and this show's called Three Cups Deep, and it's really dealing with issues that maybe women and families and might be facing as they go through this journey of life. But what we want is people to bring their cup of coffee and actually join them for their cup of coffee once a week. And as I said, that's why it's called Three Cups Deep, because it's just to talk about these things, to laugh about them, to become a little bit irreverent. And then there is an entrepreneur and technology show where we're looking at young entrepreneurs to be able to talk about, and that is called Code to Capital, as in coding,
sure,
to capital, and talking about how people can become entrepreneurs, what's working in this environment, what's not working. So those have been, those are some of the shows that we are looking at, and many, many more, that we're going to be also moving things around a little bit. Our rabbis will likely not remain in the slot that they are in. We want to put them in a slot that people, if they want to listen to a shiur, can actually listen to it. Not while they in the car, out the car. So we're going to be moving those. We're going to be giving a voice to our community organizations, give them their own space where they can showcase what they're doing, talk about the challenges that they're having. So have a lot more community involvement in the radio station, because actually it belongs to community.
So I'm looking at the time, Howard, and I'm thinking what I need to do is I need to punt this fundraiser again, because we've only got about 20 minutes or so until it's the end of the home run this afternoon. So that's what I'm going to do. We're going to talk about the fundraiser, we're going to play a bit of music, and I'm going to come back and chat to Howard about where we're going to go in the podcast space, in the digital media space, what awaits us all with Chai FM and future technologies. So a reminder, you've probably heard this ad nauseum today, but the pledge line is 061-895-1019. That million rand is within sight. It's I can touch it, I can smell it, I can see it. We don't have far to go. If you can help us get there, my goodness me, would that just not be a ringing endorsement of what Chai FM means to you? So,
can I give you an update? Can
please,
I give you an update?
Please, please, please.
R959,676 $1.18. Damn. That person that did the 18 cents.
Really?
This is incredible. So we are 40,000 rand away from reaching the million. Mark Mendel, I love this. I love the stories. I love the stories at 9. However, you keep playing the same ones over and over. We need more material. So that's exactly. Oh, and that's the other thing is we have connected with some amazing overseas content providers called one of them. In fact, you know about this one called Israel Stories.
I'm an avid listener.
I didn't even know they existed. And then when I mentioned it to you, you said you're a huge fan.
No, it's unbelievable. It's exactly what I would dream I would do in that space if I were in that space.
So, Mark Mendel saying, I will donate another 2,000 rand on top of the 3,000 that I've already pledged.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. And thank you for that. So, it's really, really just incredible. Etienne says, my wife is a Muslim and follows Howard. I hope she doesn't get into any trouble for that. But that to me is just the best compliment in the whole world, Etienne.
I want to interview you and your wife one of these days, Etienne. Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly a story that is the kind that I would wish to bring to Highland, exactly that, where we can pull together and do something constructive and not pull each other apart. The pledge line number is 061-895-1019. As I said, it's within touching distance. We're what, 40,000 rand short, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
We're almost there. We want the million. We understand times are tough. Go see what you can do. We appreciate every single cent. And the culprit has weighed in. He is Anton. He's the Cape Town dude.
Is he the guy?
He's the man. He's come clean. He has told us now that 18 cents is me. Sorry, 1,818 rand and 18 cents.
He's got a formula. Anton, that's why. Anton's a science guy. If ever I say anything wrong or I trip over scientific words, Anton manages to explain what it is. 18.18 is what he gave.
I mean, hi, I get where you're going. But you made his life miserable. Miserable, Anton. You're total misery. I'm looking at the time. I reckon what we're going to do is probably take a final song break for the afternoon. See what you can do. Help us get to the 40,000 that's missing to get to the million. Again, the pledge line 061-895-1019. And early in the afternoon, there was a message from somebody saying that it is so easy to donate on the app. That's all you need to do. www.highfm.com and donate now.
High FM, your station of choice since 2008.
My name is Simon Anstey, and in studio with me is the CEO of High FM, Mr. Howard Feldman.
Mr.
It feels terribly weird sitting here with you. It's great. I've always wanted to. It's just strange that it's actually happened. But I'm going to enjoy every moment and carry on the conversation with you. But before I do that, I want to remind everybody that we are probably still about 40,000 rand away from our 1 million rand target. That million rand that will go such a long way to ensuring that we thrive into the future and can provide you with the kind of product that you deserve in terms of giving you the signal that you deserve, in terms of giving you the programming that you want. All of that costs money, and we need computers and to sit on proper chairs and all those things that Howard was talking about a little earlier today. So the pledge line, that's 061-895-1019, or you can donate on our website, www.highfm.com. Apparently it's really easy and it works, and we are so close. We're almost there. Howard, mm-hmm. Let's make it personal, because by me, personal things resonate bigger than all sorts of academic issues. Your high story, how did that happen?
I don't know. I swear to you, I was minding my own business. Really, I was.
Yes, yes.
And then the next thing is, I'm on radio. I had no...
You were a busy man. You were a businessman.
I was busy.
You were trading and schmading.
I didn't have time for this nonsense.
Exactly.
No, so I'll tell you my story. It was actually the craziest story was I at that stage, was actually chairman of the South African Jewish Report. And we were at the, it was the Achievers event, and I met Kathy Kaelu, who I'd never met before that night, and she arranged that I come in the next morning to the Morning Mayhem just to do an interview. Did the interview, and I kind of enjoyed myself.
Yes, I get that.
And I thought, I don't know if I'm going to leave here. No, so then the next thing is Kathy Kaelu said to me, contacted me afterwards and said, you need to do radio. And I said, don't be ridiculous. And
had that never been on your radar before?
Never. I've always had a big mouth and lots of opinions, but I've never really thought anybody would really want to hear them. I mean, it was their mistake, but still. No, so then I started off doing sort of just a weekly show. It lasted very, very short because Kathy said, then just come and join me on air. And I did. And slowly, slowly, I became more and more obsessed with the space. And then I started doing the afternoon show on my own, and then ultimately landed up doing this morning show, and have been doing it for probably about 8 or 9 or maybe even 10 years. I don't even know how long it's been, but it got into my blood, and I am obsessed with the space. It is, I don't need to tell you, once you start on radio, it's an indescribable medium. So it's just an amazing thing.
I think for me, it's a dopamine rush. I think that's what it is. It's like going for a run for a runner. I think being in studio, there's something about the magic of the live interview that is absolutely incomparable. I don't really know anything else that's remotely like it. It is a special place to be. And when you know you're adding value to a community and you are creating a safe space for them to talk about issues that the world isn't really allowing space for, then you actually feel that you're doing something important.
There's no question about it. We've got 10 minutes left. And can I just give you what our number is? It is 981,808 something point 18. That's what it is. That is the number. That is the number.
So almost.
So we are almost there. Come on, guys.
Well, look at Karen Milner's. Yes. Message to us. I've put in 2,000 Rand on top of the pledge that I made before. Come on, let's all help Chai get to the 1 million Rand. Thank you so much, Karen. I can't tell you what that means to us. From Unsigned, we have a message. Please phone me. We will. I'm hoping that there's another pledge there. And Mark says, I once did the morning show. I was so nervous. I was watching the clock. I couldn't wait for it.
No. What? Seriously. Was it? Wow. Okay.
There's something I have to ask you. I've been wanting to ask you for like 10 years. Your sensitivity or lack thereof. Is it for real or is it bravado? I mean, you are the face of Chai to a large extent. You come in for so much stick, Howard, and they get awful. They get ugly. They spare no.
But deep down, I know they love me. They is have that to. You can't.
I mean, it's hectic. If I had to put up with the abuse that you did, I am hugely sensitive. I don't know.
Oh,
I'd probably walk out of here broken in.
So I'll tell you why. First of all, I have a German background. My grandparents were German. My mother was German. So I confuse abuse with love.
this is the Yekka talking.
There's not even a question in my mind. So the fact that I am insulted just means obviously they have such deep affection for me. No. So I'll tell you in all seriousness, some of the comments that I get, I did some ridiculous Instagram thing where I filmed something in Joburg, all about Joburg. It had about 560,000 views. It was insane. But thousands of comments comparing me to Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, that's ugly.
That's ugly.
It's ugly.
Because nobody, there's never been a nice looking Humpty Dumpty. Let's not kid. And then somebody writes, I keep him away from your walls. But like, really?
Oh, vicious.
No, but it's, look, but so the truth is, why are they attacking me? Are they really, really so offended by the fact that I don't have hair? I don't think so. I think it's very, very clearly that they're insulting me because I'm Jewish and because I believe in a Jewish state and having Israel as a secure country. And if that's why they're attacking me, wow, what an honor. What an honor. It's a privilege. It's an honor. We've been doing this for thousands of years. If I am now the person who is being abused for being Jewish and for having that, playing that role, I am grateful for it and honored.
Howard, I'm looking at the time. We have 6 minutes to go. I'm not sure where our barometer is standing at. While you check the barometer for me, I just want to remind everyone that the number to make a pledge on is 061-895-1019. There's still time to get in there. There's still time for us to get to the 1 million rand target. It seems like it is just there within touching distance. Please pledge. Please help us be the best that we can be. We're going to take an ad break and then we'll wind it up for this afternoon.
Fuel our frequency. Join us, donate, and power the future of Chai FM. Chai Frequency Drive. Tune in, turn up, give back.
Get down to the Bluebird Shopping Center now. Let us be a part of your journey with your little one and give them all they need with great savings on big brands. Experience a wide range of baby products for every precious moment, from bath time to bedtime and meal times to play times. Baby City has your needs covered. Get to Baby City Athol at the Bluebird Shopping Center for everything you need, from South Africa's leading baby hyper. Baby City, we know you care.
When business challenges rise, so do we. Because yahey kuningi. Luckily, Bidvest Bank is a bank built out of business. So, customizable services come naturally. And once we get to know you, your ambitions, and the seasons of your business, we can tailor the efficiencies and solutions that help turn your income into the outcome your business needs. Visit bidvestbank.co.za to learn more. Bidvest Bank, banking built for your business. An authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
My Chai FM family, you're always near. We've shared a laugh and we've shared a tear. You're always honest in good times and tough. May you continue to grow and share your stuff.
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 4 minutes to six, nearly the end of the Home Run Show this afternoon. You are listening to me, Simon Enstey, and Howard Feldman here in studio. The pledge line is 061-895-1019, or you can donate online, www.chaifm.com. Final question for you, Howard, this afternoon. If you could sum up Chai FM's mission in one sentence for new listeners, what would it be?
Courageous, fun and informative, based on Jewish values.
You are good. You are good.
I had no time to prepare that.
That was outstanding. No, honestly, that was way better than even I was hoping for, expecting. You see, this is why the man is good. There is just no arguing with that. Howard, we have 3 minutes to go until it is the end of the Home Run this afternoon. Take over the mic. Make your last appeal this afternoon. And what are your plans for it?
So it is 17:57. I was hoping you were going to do this. Put it a bit louder. Because I think this is a keeper. This is what we've been doing and using as our background music for our Fuel the Frequency campaign. And before I get to the final number, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody who has been involved. Thank you to Simon. Thanks to Nick, Yolandi, Nikki. It has been Michael McKenna. It has been absolutely incredible. Thank you to Sue. Thank you to Benji. Everybody who was involved in making today so absolutely incredible. And thank you to you. Thank you to our listeners, because what you have shown me is this task that I might find fun and awesome and incredible, but also very, very Well, responsible. I feel very, very responsible for it. But you know what? You've shown me that you guys are behind me and you're behind us at Chai FM. And I thank you for that. I am deeply, deeply grateful for the faith that you have put in us. Thank you to all of our sponsors today. You guys have just been incredible. Baruch's Coffee, Family Bakehouse, Ricky Goldstein, Nikki Boutiques, Ruby Rose, Happy Space, Emmett Gyms. I mean, it's just incredible. Pie Works, as I said, Happy Space. It's just been incredible. Behind the scenes, Craig, Vusi, Peterson, Dylan, Belinda, Senna, Gugu, Abigail, Elena, Kathy, Peter G, Mike Penny. Thank you to the Colel Bookshop for... thank you to the Colel Bookshop. Did I leave out Mukundi? I did leave out Mukundi, which is insane because he doesn't like to be left out. Thank you to the Colel Bookshop who and everybody who put up with us at our drive-bys. It's really been an incredible, incredible day. And our final number, and we are going to leave the donation line open at least until tomorrow morning. But I want to give you our final number that we have reached. I think we need a drum roll, don't we? 1,100,000 I can't read these numbers.
Mr. Zuma, okay, give us the number.
Okay, I can't. I'm basically Jacob Zuma. Okay, fine. I'm going to go. 101,168.18 Over a million rand. Thank you to Chai FM community, and you know who that means. That's all of you guys. It is our Jews and our non-Jewish listeners. It is to absolutely everybody. For people who have pledged and who have sent messages, we will call you back. Dylan has your number. Don't worry. We're not letting you go anywhere. So thank you to everybody. Absolutely incredible. I am moved. I am grateful. And I look forward to making Chai everything it should be and more.